Well, today is the 18th of November. It's a Wednesday, the first day of the DevEx conference. And I have managed to call us Stephen Coburn and ask him his opinions on JDK 7. What do you think?
Well, obviously, Mark Reinhold this morning announced that they're going to be pursuing closures for JDK 7. I think this came as a surprise to most people in the audience. I mean, obviously, the syntax is written up on the screen, and in terms of what he's described so far, is sort of towards the CIC or FCM end of the spectrum, with the syntax following the FCM proposal. In particular, the BGGA elements of non-local returns and control statements, those elements are excluded. Much of the BGGA proposal doesn't apply, although there are elements of that investigation which may well apply when we get down to the detail.
So why do you think they've introduced closures right now?
Well, I think the principal reason is that they've taken a look at the fork join API that's been provided by Doug Lee. And basically the API that has been provided has like 80 different interfaces just to do one particular thing.
Yeah.
And that only covers like four of the primitive types, not the rest of them. So right. I mean, basically it just shows that, you know, it's reached a point where, you know, the only practical way of doing that kind of thing within Java is to do closures, because that manages it all for you with just one interface effectively, rather than 80. Yeah. So a lot more easy to read and a lot more usable.
And you had your own, which is the first class FCM.
First class methods proposal, yeah.
Yeah.
And certainly the syntax which Mark used is a lot very close to, if not identical to, the FCM proposal.
Yeah.
It remains to be seen whether the detail will be the same.
Yeah.
But I think that's something that'll have to be worked through with the experts within Sun, who will now no doubt be tasked with actually looking at it now their leader has given them the command.
Yeah, so there's been a few interesting podcasts. There's Java Posse 1, where people have been extremely disappointed. There's this Project Lombok, and so it is a really shocking surprise. I'm pleased that I was at another session, so what does this mean for other languages that already have closures?
I think the potential impact is that it might allow there to be a single centralized definition of what a closure is, which means that you can have interoperable closures between Java and Scala and Phantom and any other language that's producing closures, basically. So it perhaps allows that allows Java to again to be the mother language, if you like, and to kind of own that space.
So I wonder where this money has come from. Has it come from Oracle, or is this the last money that Jonathan Swartz has to put down the wire? What do you think?
I think that's simply a case that since the Oracle deal hasn't gone through, they have time to work on extra stuff. And I think, you know, in a way it's a good thing anyway, because all the things they wanted to put into JDK 7, it feels like they'd rather have it done right rather than to rush it out. So you could release a JDK 7 now, but it would you'd have to remove quite a lot of features and to rush it out. Whereas I think they're going to basically wait another year or so and try and include the things that people are actually looking for.
And your final word on the Apache situation?
I'm not expecting there to be any particular changes to the dispute between Sun and Apache until Sun is becomes owned by a different entity, shall we say.
Thank you very much, Stephen, and you're welcome to come down to the Java Rock at any time and give us a talk.
That's great.
And whatever.
Thanks.
Cheers. Bye. Very cool. Yeah.
Cheers.
Yeah, with the Project Coin talk.
Yeah.
Probably going to get to Scala Lift talk.
Yeah.
I think I know all that.
Go to a Scala Lift if I can find some. No, I don't need batteries.
Okay.
Actually,
I'm just going to let
Mark. Yeah. All right, thanks, Stephen.